You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. The film and TV industry has avoided what could have been a costly and damaging strike. Over the weekend, studios and the union representing production crew members reached a deal. Without one, crews would have walked off sets today, just as Hollywood is recovering from COVID shutdowns. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Good morning, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
So there were a lot of issues at stake here. There's a lot of talk about long working hours that people wanted to change. Do we know what's in the deal struck over the weekend?
Well, we don't have the specifics. Union members still have to vote to approve the deal, but it looks like from preliminary statements that the union, the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, believes it got a lot of what it was asking for. The strike has been called off. We asked Kate Fortmuller of the University of Georgia, who studies media labor issues, to analyze what we know about the deal so far.
It looks like they got a lot of concessions in terms of turnaround times and meal breaks and increases in wages, things that they were looking for. So in that respect, they made some progress.
Yeah, in a statement, the union said much of the same thing, highlighting, among other things, what it said were significant increases in compensation for productions by streaming companies.
Why were streaming companies being singled out here?
Okay, so that was an issue because streaming companies have become powerful studios, right? They're not just distributors of content. But the payment provisions they operate under, some were written over a decade ago. So streaming companies have been paying less into crew members' benefit and pension plans, for instance. Some operate under lower pay scales. And union members just don't think that's fair, considering the companies we're talking about are the likes of Apple. So that's a change they were looking for, and the union says they got some concessions on that front.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.